Welcome back to the Upswing, live from the RNC here in the historic UWM Panther Arena in the heart of the state of Wisconsin, beautiful downtown Milwaukee, joined by the Chief Marketing Officer of Visit Milwaukee and the Chief Executive Officer of Visit Milwaukee today. Let's talk media and data, Peggy and Josh. How are you leveraging the media presence during the RNC to promote maybe some more of Milwaukee's lesser-known attractions and neighborhoods? How do you work with media to encourage? You know, sometimes at conventions, people can kind of get stuck in, hey, I'm going to go from the hotel to the convention center. But you got to get out of that zone a little bit, right? How do you guys work with convention goers to do so?
Well, we worked with this convention specifically prior to the start of the convention. We hosted an event with the National Association of Black Journalists where we brought them in on Saturday, we fed them some food, and we took them on trolley tours outside of the convention district. We have an entire list of stories that we are pitching that include stories from all over the region, not just in downtown Milwaukee. And we do this on a regular basis. Most times that we go to conventions, we bring small locally owned businesses with us to promote themselves while we're on the road so people see the diversity and the breadth of what Milwaukee has to offer.
All right, very good. So post-convention, in terms of, you know, capturing data while people are here and analyzing that data on customer behavior, visitor behavior, how do you tend to work with the data insights on a marketing level after the convention's done?
Yeah, well, you start during the convention and even before. Yeah. So we've been working with some of our great partners in the industry, Oxford Economics and Zartico, two data companies that help us do cell phone tracking and credit card spending tracking. We'll get full reports post RNC to see how people moved around the city. So did someone come to the Fiserv Forum and then go somewhere throughout the city, whether it was Walker's Point or the North Side, East Side, wherever they might have gone. And then we'll get data on how much spending they did as well. And then we'll have a full report. The RNC host committee that Peggy is a part of is doing a full independent study as well. So we're going to have a lot of data, a lot of resources to release the true full economic impact. 200 million is the number we've been saying from previous conventions. Mm-hmm. That was pre-COVID. That was 2016 in Cleveland, with the rates going up and everything always being more expensive. We won't be surprised if that number is well north of 200 million when it's all said and done.
Right. And you said yesterday the expected total of media attendees has already surpassed your expectations.
That's right. We thought there would be 15,000. The RNC is reporting 30,000 credentialed journalists. We've been working a media table since last Friday, greeting them all, giving them information about the city, sharing our visitor's guide, our map, a full suite of resources that are on our website. So we're answering a lot of questions. We're sending them all over the place from here to Lake Geneva, actually, because they're staying all over. And we've been showcasing the full seven-county region as well as the downtown.
What are you hearing from some of your hotel partners outside of the downtown area in terms of logistics and ease and get around?
We have heard nothing but good things. We have our staff staffed at a lot of the outside hotels as well, and the questions they're fielding are more about, you know, where can I catch the bus? The bus seems to be seamless getting here and leaving as well.
Very good. What else are you looking forward to for the rest of the convention? Like, what are the biggest questions you're getting? I saw you several times out and about yesterday, Peggy. Like, what are people asking you?
You know, I think they want to know what people are saying and what we're hearing, because we are talking to delegates at the opening party, on the street. I've said hello to more people than I've ever said in my entire life, and people are so positive about being here. They're really enjoying their stay. They enjoy the welcome. It is our people that set us apart. We've said this from the very beginning, and it's just coming to fruition this week.
Very good. All right. One of the neighborhoods that's located just outside of where we're sitting is the Brewery District, right between kind of I-43 and the Fiserv and the Theater District. The Brewery District has become one of Milwaukee's newest neighborhoods, 21-acre campus. And we have Jim Hurdle, who owns Best Place, kind of a staple. It used to be the Pabst Brewery. Jim's going to join us after the break to talk about his experiences in his neighborhood. And I'm guessing he had a couple marquee names at his place in the last couple days. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you are listening to WGMJ live at the RNC.